This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast. Across the Limestone Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Limestone Coast's best. This is the best.
Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding. Order now for Christmas delivery.
Oh, the best of for 2018. It has been run and it's almost been won. We've got just two left. Today's, I've got to draw a winner right now, or announce a winner right now, and then announce a brand new best of, the last one for 2018. Yesterday, of course, we were on the hunt for the best sports club in the Limestone Coast, and I can tell you, Limestone Coasters, you guys voted with your feet. And the best sports club, as voted by you in the Limestone Coast, is the Pioneers. This morning, I've got Tom Kosh on the line. Tom, good morning. Congratulations.
Thanks, Ewan. Greatly appreciated.
Mate, is it good to see that that the Limestone Coast holds the Pioneers in, with such affection?
Yeah, look, it's been pleasing. I mean, obviously, the recent events for our basketball club have been extremely challenging. Over 3 months ago, we never thought we'd be dealing with the idea of never potentially having the Pioneers, and even at this point in time, we still don't have a clear direction of what league we'll be playing in. So the support that we've received from the local community as well as people outside, assuring us that the value of what we do and what we offer our community is something pretty special for our town, and something that can't be missed.
Tom, one of the most amazing things for me, at least in the last 3 months, has been all the people that have supported the Pioneers over the three decades that the club has been in existence, and so many old volunteers coming back and saying, you know, we used to do this, and this is how the club got off the ground. There's been so many people talking about the Pioneers, and everybody pretty much owns a piece of it in the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think that's the really upsetting side of it. I mean, you look at 30 years of history and you say, well, we can't afford to let this just die. So our board's been very committed to try and make sure that we can preserve our history in whatever way that we can.
So, Tom, what's going on at the moment? Because you've put in an application with Basketball Victoria for the Big V competition.
Yeah, we have. Look, over the weekend, we submitted an application which will see us, if successful, will see us play in the Big V, which is comprises of a number of different divisions, but also includes men's and women's on the side of the draw, and encompasses both regional and metropolitan Victorian teams.
Tom, when do you guys hope to find out whether you've been successful in applying for this league?
Yeah, look, the SRC of Big V's competition was meeting Monday night. We're hopeful that we'll understand Monday night what the future holds for Mount Gambier. It's going to, if we're successful, which we hope we are, they're going to have a hell of a lot of work going for the next 3 months. There won't be much in the way of Christmas holidays, mate. We'll be down to work trying to put together both the men's and women's team for 2019, competing in the championship division of Big V. So it's been challenging. Once again, the support that we've received from our community has been outstanding, as well as the local basketball community here in Mount Gambier have been really supportive of making sure that we can continue to play at a high level. The good thing about the Big V competition, we'll be doing all that we can to try and restore the Pioneers at the most elite competition that they can that's available to us. Playing in the Big V, we'll be able to do that. We'll be able to put together a competitive women's team and then hopefully reapply for the elite competition in 12 months or 24 months' time. So we're committed to doing that as a board because we feel like we definitely have the ability to put together an elite competition here in Mount Gambier and expose people to a high level of competition.
So, absolutely.
That's what we're motivated by, and we look forward to receiving the good news and getting down to work.
And Koshy, Basketball Victoria sympathetic to the position that the Pioneers find themselves in at the moment?
Look, the invitation to actually apply for Big V doesn't really ever get explored for interstate teams. So the the idea of this happening come about through Basketball Victoria sympathising to the fact that we weren't successful with our application for the elite competition. So, look, there isn't any guarantees with our application. They've got to satisfy their members that travelling to Mount Gambier is a benefit for their league. So, we still won't know the fate of their decision until next week. So, the sympathy from Basketball Victoria. I think they understand that it's hugely disappointing for Mount Gambier as well as the competition, because we believe that Mount Gambier was an asset for all those that participated in the sport, even fans when they travelled to Mount Gambier. So it doesn't seem like there's been a hell of a lot of sympathy out there, other than the people of our local community and the people within. But we definitely the support that our community has shown has made the people above listen. That's for sure.
Tom, today, rest assured that the Limestone Coast community is behind you. They've voted with their feet. Best sporting club in the Limestone Coast. To you, to the board, to the players, to the coaches, to all the volunteers, it's a sensational effort, and I say congratulations from us here at Triple M, mate.
No, thank you very much, Goss. Good on you.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.